What's good? What's good? We are back. Another live from Vietnam Saturday. I'm joined by Vinny Dangerous, who's basically replacing two people today, Mr. J and Trillanoise Tracks. How you doing,
what up,
man?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How about you, Paul?
I can't complain, man. I was checking out the show the other day, man. Y'all definitely is looking really good over there, man.
Yo, appreciate it, man. Yeah, I've been doing 1430 Live for about, I think, like 6 months, 7 months now. And yeah, definitely getting into the groove. So yeah, like, make sure y'all, anybody just watching this, make sure you subscribe to the channel, 1430 Live on YouTube every Sunday at 8 p.m.
Let me go ahead. Message LG real quick. Let them know that we ready for them. Y'all was doing the same topic we did. 40 old rappers. Y'all got into that yet?
Yeah. Nah, not 40-year-old rappers in particular. It was more so just kind of like bridging the gap. Because it was a lot of conversation, you know, after Summer Jam. It was a bunch of people saying that, you know, Method Man shouldn't be up there. Even trying to get High 97 replaced, like, you know, like Ebro and Paul Rosenberg, trying to get them replaced because they felt like they out of touch. And just kind of touching on that, where my boy Camus. But yeah,
I felt like they should have known better. They should have known better to have Method Man and Redman on a sexy red headliner, I felt like.
Yeah, I didn't. See, the lineup was a little crazy. Knowing that they were part of Mr. C's tribute, it made a little bit more sense, but the way that they were advertised, it was like, yeah, we got Sexy Red, Sleepy Hollow, Doja Cat, and Method Man and Redman. Like, one of those is not like the other.
So they had Sexy Red headliner for Mr. C's tribute.
Yeah, basically.
That's a problem alone right there. Like, why is Sexy Red headlining Mr. C? She don't even know who Mr. C is.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't. Yeah, just everything about that lineup just seemed, and I think that's a big problem with trying to do these shows. A lot of times they don't really do it to make sense. It's more about just trying to see who's hot and just throwing them all on the same card, and ain't even really thinking about if it actually makes sense or not.
Yeah, and you know, problem with a lot of these shows is, a lot of the streaming numbers are fugazi. Like, I was just talking to somebody earlier. If you go look at Nelly's streaming numbers, he got 19 million monthly listeners. Now, if he had 19 million people actually checking for his music every single month, he should be selling out arenas still.
Thanks.
And Nelly's not going to sell out arenas as the headliner. You're going to have to bring a bunch of other artists to have a chance to sell it out. So, like, that's another thing. When they go do these shows, these numbers don't add up. This fan base don't add up. That's why a lot of people got to cancel the shows, because lack of ticket sales, because they're going off of fugazi numbers. Like that saying, numbers never lie, that's not true no more.
I mean, especially because nowadays, like, you know, Nelly got 19 million monthly listeners, but it really, like, it's passive listening. Like, you know, back in the day, you had to buy a CD. You had to make an effort to go get it. So it's like, oh, if I'm going to make the trip to Best Buy or Walmart or whatever to buy the album, then I'm probably going to make the trip to go get, you know, to see them when they come to town. But like now, I could just play Nelly's old hits in the background and not really pay that much attention.
Yeah, I'm waiting on Illa G to hit me back. He ain't messaged back yet. Now, what's your music cat? Like, if you was to actually stay on these music reviews, would you be able to review other music besides hip hop?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little familiar with a lot of other genres. I wouldn't really know too much about country if there's some country artists, but mostly everything else I listen to.
Now, see, this is the problem we have with the country music submissions is one specific person always gives the country music songs a name. And I was like, you can't really do that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I don't listen to death metal, but I'm not giving every death metal song a name just because I don't listen to death metal. Like, I kind of judge it, like, do I feel like it's good for its genre? Like, you know, and that's the thing. We were talking about that top 10, or the top 100 Apple Music list, and Trill and Noise Tracks was saying he wouldn't put not one hip hop album in the top 20.
Nah,
because there was a lot of artists. There was a lot of artists that were definitely not being that were being overlooked off of that list, like from the Soul era and whatnot. Like I guarantee, there's probably a Ray Charles album in there that's probably as dope as hell. There's a lot of artists they overlooked. Al Green, the Commodore.
Now that I think about it, I don't think there was any Ray Charles on there.
None. I don't think I saw none. Man, I don't know.
That's the problem with those lists, though. It's just really hard because you can't guarantee. Like, what is it, Apple Music that did it? You can't guarantee that they know what they talk about when it comes to all genres. Like, who did they got up there voting?
And Kendrick was like kind of a right now vote to me. Like, I think there's a lot of hip hop albums I would put over Kendrick's albums. Like maybe Rakim, Chief Letter, Nas, Illmatic.
Maybe Gangsta Moment of
Truth. I'm definitely putting Mobb Deep Infamous over any of Kendrick's albums. I'm sorry, I don't care who it is. Man.
But I think they had Jay-Z's Blueprint over Illmatic, which that's my favorite Jay album, but I wouldn't have put that over Illmatic.
Jay-Z. Now, I had a debate with somebody, like, how many classic albums does Nas have compared to Jay-Z? I honestly feel like Jay-Z has more.
When you say classics, yeah. I mean, I guess we can't really count the Hit Boy stuff yet.
Like, I would definitely I wouldn't put none of the Hit Boys, nothing. Like, and there was a stint where Nas kind of like fizzled out for a little bit and wasn't putting out a lot of great music. Right after he started doing the Hate Me Now tracks and the Genuine tracks, kind of just started just putting out anything.
Now, I was having this debate too on the opposite end, because I was saying that if you really think about it, like in totality, Jay and Nas got the same amount of bad albums.
Jay does have some bad albums, though. There was a couple that was really, really commercial. But, like, I think the Black Album is flawless. You said you like Blueprint. Reasonable Doubt's up there. I think one of them in my lifetimes was might have been a classic. It might have been Volume 1 or Volume 2.
Volume 1.
Yeah, so that's like four right there. With Nas, I really only got three, man. Like, the first, the second, and Stillmatic.
I think. Well, My Life Is Good.
I feel like that's up there. Yeah, I couldn't give no Nas album classics, but those three. I couldn't do it. But that says a lot, though, because a lot of people don't got a lot of three. A lot of people don't got a lot of three classic albums.
No.
Like, okay, for Mobb Deep, for example, they got four albums. I would say two is classic.
Yeah.
I love Murder Music, but I wouldn't say it's a classic album. And actually, they got five, I think. I think they dropped one on G-Unit, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, damn. I think so. I don't know. I know they got paid $500,000 up front a piece, and they dropped the single.
The singles dropped.
Yeah, I think they did, though. I think they did drop an album, though, but it wasn't like a lot of heavy push on it.
Well, damn, that was like towards the end of 50 Cent and G-Unit. It didn't really seem like they were.
It don't look like Lil G's gonna come on this time. He didn't come on last time. He said he got caught up last time and his phone went dead. He said we was good an hour ago.
Yeah.
Well, if you got time to stay on for music reviews, okay. I'm gonna get into music reviews. If not, man, I'm gonna just bang them out myself then.
Yeah, you know, I can do a few. I got till
Okay.
5:30.
Okay, let's get into some of the music reviews then. All right, we start. Man, this is the country one. I'm starting with the country one. All right, let's get into
it. I do
it.
My best to be objective.
All right, Chloe Collins, Hard to Get.
We want the same thing. You want more time for yourself. I want more time with yourself. Just like the movies. I want you like hell, but you put me through hell. Keep me waiting for an answer to a stupid text. So frustrating, 'cause staying just don't make sense. But it's so hard to get you off my mind. Hard to get more of your time. I could see me dressed in white, but you're not looking for a wife. If I was wise, I wouldn't bet on someone playing hard to get. Hard to get, hard to get, hard to get.
Really like the vocals on that one.
You don't know it yet, but I'm the best you never had, and that's what makes me so mad. We'd be so good if you didn't love the chase so bad. Wish that I could stop wanting something I can't have. And it's hard to get you off my mind. Hard to get.
That ain't even a country one, man. I'm gonna give it a yay.
Yeah, I give it a yay too. Like the vocals, really like the lyrics, like the instrumentation, all of that was dope. I like that.
I'm used to her doing country music. Her dad's an entertainment lawyer, Wallace Collins, and
oh,
I didn't
dope.
Expect that. Yeah, that's more of a pop record right there, a dance pop
yeah.
record. Let's get into the next one, Con Marvelous Ace High. Let's see what we got. Con Marvelous Ace High.
Yeah. This feel like an Ace production. I hear all the whispers, but we not gonna
like
shed light on anything that's
yeah,
only spoken
too.
Confidently in the dark.
This is fucking marvelous.
With that being said, lately all I hear is Con, where you been? Most these rappers out of touch and we need that feeling again. I mean, they couldn't ink a deal if they were stealing your pen. You carried so many, you just wasn't concealing it then. I dropped the top simply just 'cause there's no ceiling for him. Nah, baby, I ain't revealing my wins. They tricked you into thinking it's a dirty game and you either sinking or swim. I lured him with that beta, now that pole reeling him in. Drums and extensions, either or, come with a message. We both got our arms up differences, you blocking these blessings. Dickheads thought I retired my run, but I'm still invested. The way I'm living, rap look like it come with a pension. So let's recap, why y'all couldn't get enough for the politics? I'm in a Medellin with gang, renting yachts, exclusive tours in the cut of Pablo crib. If it's true the son pays for the sins of what the father did, then this is fucking marvelous. I was younger with holes all in my white tee. Old, this pair of Nike soles would tear off slightly. The women always smitten the hoes with just to spite me. I'm a franchise boy now. Oh, I think they like me. The track snatched it.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too. I'm gonna get out of yay.
That's a yeah. That's
yeah,
a
the
yay
beat
for
was
me too,
definitely
man.
Dope. And the flow
yeah, and
was
you're
dope.
Spitting on that too. You're
yeah.
spitting on that too.
And none of the regular
the
bullshit.
They grab your pen. Yeah.
Yeah. What do we got here? Cut ink a deal. They still in your pen bars. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what
lyric.
Up,
yeah,
Mr.
I like that
J.
One. That was fuck. That was dope.
Mr. J tuning in with the reviews. He out of town right now. Let's get into Elliot McConnell getting by. Elliot McConnell getting by.
Thank you. do is pay the rent and cling to the past. This way you live and makes me tired, wondering if I'll stay alive. I'm just waiting for the right time to make my move. I don't have a lot, but I'm getting by.
Yeah,
what you got for me on that?
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a yay. The guitar in the back alone already kind of sold me on it, and like her singing was dope. So I'm with it.
I'm gonna give it a yay too. That's all yay so far. This is looking like a pretty good week.
Yeah, that one made me want to go get a beer or something. Like I want to sit out on the porch and drink and just vibe to that.
That's what I like about the show. I don't never really know what we're going to get. I don't listen to none of the songs beforehand. Don't really know the genres or nothing. So this next one, I think, is probably some death metal. Impact improved the truth. Impact approved the truth. Let's get into it. Break down for me.
Yeah.
I'm not a death metal guy, but I'm a judge it based off of death. But there's a lot going on in there, man. And
yeah,
I'm gonna have to give it a yay for the death metal standards. I think I could be wrong, but there's a lot going. This is the thing I have with death metal. Trill put me on this just off of the drums alone. It's hard. I can't really nay these guys. If you listen to all the drumming going on, just the change of rhythms, the patterns. I mean, it's crazy, man. But I'm going to go with a yay. There's a lot going on in there.
I'm going to do yay for, like, the instrumentation and stuff. The build-up did take a little too long, and I'm not 100% sure if I was feeling the vocals or not. Like, I'm not a huge death metal. Like, I have some people that I rock with. But, yeah, for that one, I'm like, I'm a little 50-50 on it. Can I say 50-50?
And you know what?
Like I'm kind of like, I like the instrumentation and stuff, but I ain't like the vocals and that, and the build up took too long.
Now that you say that, the build up did take too long. I'm gonna have to go with okay.
Yeah, I'll do okay too.
Just because the build up took too long. If the build up didn't take too long, it would have been a yay for death metal standards. But what do we got here? We got a comment coming in. It better praising ministries in the house. Check out the reviews. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Praising him ministries. It. Let's get into, I know you got about what, maybe 12 more minutes. I'm trying to knock out a few more here. A flourishing scourge. Whoa. Sound like another death metal. I'm wrong. another one taking too long, man. The build up.
Yeah. And sing your I don't think it was a buildup. I think that was just a
threat. I can't rock with that. I'm still gonna give it a okay. But I mean, cause there, you know, there's people that do like that music. I ain't gonna, I've heard worse singing on here, but I can't rock with it. It's just that's the thing.
It sounds like Christian rock. Like, is it like Christian rock or soft rock? That's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give it an okay. I'm not, because I kind of hear it with the lyrics and stuff. It's another one of those things, but it's not really my thing. I'm not really that religious.
Yeah, so it couldn't get no repeat. I couldn't play it again either. It's just, that's the thing with songs. I think you really just got to get to the song, man. You got to, you know, especially when you're talking about music reviews, you know, and things of that nature. You really got to get to the song, man. And you can't take too long to build it up or whatnot. Let's get into Madoa Sankara, I Swear. Madoa Sankara, I Swear.
Yo. Doa. Come on. Yo. Stay cautious, born winners spend a number forfeit. The game has a shortage of those who paint portraits of the city when it's lawless. Dipping in New Orleans, BTS and steaming swishes in the morning. The pin game is in game, foreclosing on the mortgage of these niggas. Betraying lifestyles, they can't afford it. Of course we never bought it, your peers never saw it. Spitting lies, you ain't live what you recorded. Out the dust of destruction, see up the spare had to take a couple years. I swore never to force it, the lackeys in the office thought I'd go corporate. Instead we orchestrated a plan to make fortunes. 500, my eyes running, I ride blunted. A hood nigga, my front office is a fortress. Patent leather Jordan, alone like an orphan in the booth. Spitting heat out, them niggas wanna applaud it. Yo, I swear, ain't nobody around here fucking with the squad. You see, we put it down like we supposed to. On the throne, all you niggas pay homage to the gods. Respect the real shit that they show you. Yo, lyrically, I'm like Heracles to these Pharisees trying to swear with
me. Yeah,
that's a yay. Yeah, and I think that might be Madoa from Fayetteville. There's a cat named Madoa, used to be from DeVille.
Oh, and dope.
Yeah, it might be him. I might have to find out. He might have just added that Sankara to his name, but that beat was mad dope.
Yeah, that beat. That's probably the dopest beat on that one.
Yeah, that's the dopest beat so far today, I think, with all the genres.
Yeah.
8 more minutes. Let's try to bang out a few more. Portugun, Bubblegum City. Portugun, Bubblegum City. We got it.
Okay.
That's funky right there.
Yeah. That's a groove right there. I like that.
That's a yay. That was funky right there.
That's a definitely, and that's a good example of like a song that has a long build up, but they keep it interesting. the whole time.
Yeah.
Like it was funky, it was grooving. Even if no lyrics it hit, I was like, yeah, I'm with this. So yeah, it's yay for me.
Yeah, the beat was so groovy. You're right. It would have still been, our heads would have still been bobbing on it. But then they built up just right, dropped it in just in time. And when it switched up, it even got even funkier. It was like, I wasn't expecting that from Portal Gun. I think they usually got like a lot. I mean, the name Portal Gun, I wasn't expecting that. We've had a few songs before, and they're like really hard rock, I thought, usually before.
Oh, dang, I would never guess that.
Five more minutes. Let's see if we can bang out his last. Okay, Jamaica. Okay, Jamaica. It's the next one.
AM in the morning, I just landed, making my way to the city with the mandem. Ah, okay on the beat, yeah. Okay on the beat, yeah. Okay, I'm girl from Jamaica, and she got her body all natural. Put it on rotation, girl, you make a man lose mental love. Jamaica, and she got her body all natural. Put it on rotation, girl, you make a man lose mental love. Camera action, show me your love with passion. Go slow, she don't want no rushing. Pull up to your place, I'm crashing for the night. Yeah, I wanna feel your body on me. I just wanna see you back it up, slow wine on me. Bring it down low, baby girl. Show me what you're made of, girl. You're one of a kind. East to the west, Nairobi to Kingston. Yeah, girls in the east to the west, Nairobi to Kingston. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm giving that a yay too.
That's definitely a yay.
That definitely was dope. We got a lot of yays today. No nays really.
I was saying, for the most part, everybody's been dope.
Yeah, a lot of good quality music. We've had some bad reviews sometimes, man. Some weeks were a bit terrible. Let's get into got a few more minutes. Sugarcane, put it in your pocket.
Well, the days were long, times were tough, but I think I feel a little better. I can't say when it happened, when I was on the phone talking to a friend. She said, you take away from here the very thing you need to know. Put it in your pocket, you get away from here. And you're going blind, and it's all between your ears, and you better open up your heart, 'cause I can see that you're dying. He said, you take away from here the very thing you need to know. You put it in your pocket, you get away from here, and you never look back. You let it help you.
I'm gonna go okay.
I like them. I was ready to give it an okay, but then there was that little breakdown part in the middle that kind of sold me on it. So I was like, all right. So I'll give it a yay.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible. It's definitely got, you know, I could go into a bar and definitely see that playing, man. You know, especially one of them redneck bars and shit. And somebody tuned in or commented from Germany. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, we trying to be bigger than Vietnam, that's for sure. We got what we got, like two more minutes. Like, we're gonna, once you gotta go, we're just gonna end it off. So we got maybe just two or three more, man, and we're probably just gonna call it. We got Snack by DTI, Dollar the Instrument. Snack by Dollar the Instrument.
Okay.
You are my only, right from the start. You know there's nothing I would ever change.
Wake up, call and say my name. It's written all over my face.
Shorty look like,
I love you,
mommy. Shorty look like a snack, and I'm gonna eat it up. Bend her over the bed, pull her hair back and beat it up.
invest in you. Give you all of my time. Cause I know that you're worth it. I really wanna make you mine. I'm salivating at the mouth right now. I got a lot on my mind. In my eyes, you are the perfect gift. I'll unwrap you in time. But when you took that ball, I took that as a sign. Shorty look like a snack. And I'm gonna eat it up. Bend her over the bed.
What you got for me on that one?
I'm gonna give it an okay.
Me too.
Yeah, the hook is just it's trying to give off sexy. It's just kind of made me laugh though. Like, but and the beat's okay, the vocals okay. It's just I think the writing just need a little bit work. That's all.
Yeah, the beat was better than the vocals to me. The vocals is okay, like you said. The vocals need to be a little bit better. Do you got time for one more?
Yeah, we can knock one more out.
All right. This is Trino, Happy Valentine's.
Trino, yeah. Yeah. Sorry, was selling, can't give you a dollar. It made me sad, I cannot help your partner. I ain't had the money, I pile it like hard. I'm cutting the lights, and it works in your barber. It's putting their lights, so they better move smart. I got the juice for the extra bitch heart. I got nothing to prove, you don't wanna start. I'm at the top, so I gotta go hard. I can move soft, get off the internet, bitch, you a dog. I gotta get respect, fight for it all. And really with that, brother, I'll push you. You better get back. I got the flow, and you don't get a sit back. I'm getting money, you know what the rent. Acting off money for being a bully. You should have gangstand me if you push me. I think it's funny when he's a pussy and nothing but dummies. You all right above me, I think that it's fun and get seen in the movie. I'm going off cause I want you to choose me. I wasn't desperate, it's family first. That's why you fell, you don't think where it works. I knew you were selfish, I played with the nerf. Ain't care how I felt, tell me I ain't where it hurts. You understand, I got me feelings I never forget. Had it embraced and I'm crying and shit. I was going so crazy but got through the shit. And I don't want your lady, I like it like this. I broke it the mo, now I'm writing my shit.
I gotta do it, I gotta give it an A.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it an A.
I gotta give it an A. And you know what? I'm going to bang out these last three myself. Before you go, though, what would you give the song of the day so far?
That one.
I think right now for me, which one? What you about to say?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was the one with the really dope beat. It was like
the funky, like the funky track.
The Portal Gun? It's going to be the one before that. Yeah, Portal Gun.
Portal Gun. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm going to go with so far for the day, man, and whatnot. And we're going to try to get you to come on here, and we're going to try to get you to do an interview as well. We need to interview you and get your story out there and whatnot.
Yo, just let me know, man. I'm down.
All right. Well, I appreciate you joining me. Sorry the Illa G thing didn't work out. That's the second time he stood us up, so it is what it is. I mean, it's part of the game, man, you know.
Yeah,
we still got Smoother Hustle and all these other cats coming on and whatnot too as well. But so far, Portal Gun, Bubblegum City is song of the day. I'm going to bang out these last few myself, and we're going to see if that's what it ends out. Appreciate you joining me, though.
Hey, appreciate it, man. I'll catch you next time.
All right, peace. Yep. All right, so let me get into the last three. We got Tim, Three Times Love, says version two, I think.
Beloved son, I believe you are with God. I love you, oh my mother. In the will of the divine, through God and in love of my first daughter, oh I love her. You told my heart this light will shine. Three times in love and I will.
man, I'm probably going to go to hell for this. Probably going to get struck down for lightning and go to hell for this. But I got to go with an A. I wasn't really feeling that record at all. And that's the thing. Even though I'm not a real religious person, good music is good music as far as I'm concerned. I don't care what genre it is. Good music is good music. And that record, it needs some work. It needs some work. All right, let's get into Trey Die, Numb to It All featuring Jukebox. Got one more after this.
And if anything happens to me after I bring up this subject, you know what it is. There's a theory there. A lot of rappers, they get signed, especially nowadays. These labels, they crunch the numbers. They figure out what works, what brings them money, what doesn't. Rappers getting locked up, and rappers dying on two of the biggest money promotions as far as money makers for labels.
Huh. Same shit, different day.
Yeah.
More tragic news, just a different way.
Yeah.
Another life lost over foolish rap beef. Uh-huh. Another one falls victim to the streets.
Damn.
But it's all part of the game, so to say. But what's the reason why it's gotta be that way?
What's the reason?
Why another parent gotta bury a child?
Why
is this part of the rules they allow? And why this only goes on in our culture? This type of killing don't go on in other genres.
Nope.
I've never heard of rock or pop beef being the reason one of the artists is deceased. But with us, it seems like the cycle repeats itself. To the point that I keep waking up each morning to see who's next. I place some of the blame on these record execs.
Man, I'm gonna go with an okay. I'm gonna go with an okay. And normally we have the track listed loaded in before Saturday. We have a skip the line right now. From King PIB, King Pib, Good For Me. And we're uploading that right now. We're about to get into that. But Trey Die, yeah, that's okay. I like the flow of the delivery could have been a little bit better. All right, let's get into King Pib.
Hey, V, line them up.
Who poppin', huh? No stopping, huh? Bag full, blue nose, who got it? Huh? Put the work up on the scale, don't drop it. Huh? If my niggas need a bell, I got it. No stopping.
I like that.
Bag full, blue nose, who got it? Put the work up on the scale, don't drop it. If my niggas need a bell, I got it. Who popping on the scene? We them type of boys who breaking down a P. Kick open the door, we take over the streets. Minimizing noise, we flashing on the heat. Niggas watching my stab, homie, go jump off a bridge. Word around this town, nigga, I been that shit. Resume, little long, nigga, my pocket's real thick. Five-star meals, I'm always eating real big. Switching lanes from Dolo. We got hitters on the roof and they ain't taking photos. We applying pressure, we ain't playing checkers. This chessboard got us moving on another level. Who the biggest? Who poppin'? No stopping. Bag full, blue nose, who got it? Put the work up on the scale, don't drop it. If my niggas need a bell, I got it. Main thing they saying, I'm the biggest in the town.
I'm going to go with a yay on that one. I'm going with a yay on that. King Pib, send all your socials because we do also chop up every single review and to like a 59-second clip. We're going to post it to all the social media accounts. Well, not we. Me, personally. We got one more left. Yeah, that King Pib moved up into the possibly having a chance to get Song of the Day. Let's get into Travis, you got to resend that in MP3, man. You send an M4A file. M4A files, I can't upload that. MP3 only, please. RBX, if you send MP3 before I'm done playing this RBX song, I'll download your song and I will review it. RBX featuring Skit and... What is that? Clientele. Okay. RBX featuring Skit and Clientele. Let's ride. Yes, DR.
Oh, we ride. Let's ride. You already know. It's that West.
Let's ride.
Let's ride.
You know you wanna slip slide.
Slip and slide.
In California.
Don't make me release my colon like a star pulled up. Who the fuck is that? Don't exhale the smoke, knock you flat. Close to 40 autos when he pushed the track. One button, push the top or push back. Haters ain't gon' like that, but soon as they push, we push him right back. Grab you a bad bitch, bottles up. Dogs on the hogs and straddles up. All on the move, so it's about to slide. Bet we collide and set to ride. And that goes out to all my G's, all my S's, B's, C's, and P's. That's what happened when you stuck in the ways. And that's what we doing on them Killer Cali days.
Let's ride. You know you wanna slip slide. In California.
I'm gonna go with an okay. I'm gonna go with an okay. I think three RBX records got yays. Two maybe got okays. We pretty much reviewed his whole EP on this show. Yesterday, tune into yesterday's episode. Mickey Fax. We did an interview with Mickey Fax, and he let us break a new Mickey Fax record on Live from Vietnam. So go to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or whatever, and you can see the Mickey Fax interview. Shouts out to Vinny Dangerous for coming on. He was supposed to join me for an interview with Illa G, but Illa G didn't show up. And he stayed on for pretty much all the music reviews. Appreciate that. Gave some good reviews. And I gotta agree with Vinny on this. I still gotta go with Portal Gun Bubblegum City is song of the day. Portal Gun Bubblegum City. And don't forget, next Friday, let's see who we got next Friday. We got guests all the time. Next Friday, I think we got Smooth the Hustler. Let me make sure. Don't want to give y'all the wrong info here. Who do we got next Friday? Where is our flyers? Where is it at? Where we at? Let's see. When is Smooth the Hustler come on? Smooth the Hustler is next Friday. Next Friday, we got Smooth the Hustler. And Smooth the Hustler will definitely be on the show. So tune in for that next Friday. Next Saturday, we got music reviews. Always submit your MP3s to livefromvietnam@gmail.com. That's livefromvietnam@gmail.com. That's FAYETTENAM for Vietnam. We do MP3s only. Trill the Noise Tracks will probably be back this coming up weekend. He was out of town for most of the week, and I think he got back Friday. Mr. J's out of town on business as well, and he should be back Friday. He'll definitely be back Friday for the Smooth the Hustler interview. I can tell you that. I can tell you. He's not going to miss the Smooth the Hustler interview. Well, we got a comment coming in. Found a converter. Hopefully, I kept the quality. Okay, let's see. We got one more record. We about to download it right now. Travis, Little Jasmine. Let me upload it. You got me just in time, Travis. Just in time, because I was about to wrap this up. So, and always make sure when you convert your files, you always want to try to convert them from the WAV file to MP3. The M4A files are like cell phone files only. We got it loaded up for you, Travis. Here we go. Travis Little Jasmine. See what we got. I like that beat.
So let's skip the conversation. Whoa, use my face as your throne. Cause there been queen in a placement. Now it's not wrong if we're grown. So why you making complicated? You know I know what you want. So baby, why the hesitation? We don't got time to be wasted. So let's skip that conversation. Whoa, use my face as your throne. Cause every queen need a placement. Now it's not wrong if we're grown. So why you making complicated? You know what you want. So baby, why the hesitation? We don't got time to be wasted. What you mean you wanna do it with the lights on? When your skin's so brown and the moonlight is coming through the window, make you shine like a diamond. See, it be so tragic that dudes cannot read the room. Tell when the mood is right on. Time to be charismatic, man. They started at the spastic. Get the smashing when she really want the slow show. Smile gon' take a bite with a little choke. Oh, I know you never done this before. I could tell by the look on your face. You're scared as hell. Don't be afraid.
I might have to get that one a yay, Travis Little. It looks like Illa G just came in. We're going to go ahead and bring him in. Illa, what up, man?
Yo.
What up?
Hold on for a second. Hold on for a second.
Right. Hello,
hello.
Yeah, I'm
still here. Yeah, what's good? My bad, man.
You good? I was almost about to wrap it up, man. You just caught me. We went ahead and did some music reviews, and I was on the last song right there.
Oh man, I'm at my cousin's 60th birthday party, and. I got caught up. I was like, yeah. I told my lady, I was like, don't make me forget 5 o'clock. And we got caught up. And I'm like, oh no. I'm like, oh, this dude is gonna kill me.
I had a guy that was going, went on a cast member, so he already got out, but I still got some questions for you. I want to start with the Can't Get Enough track or enough of it on Mobb Deep. Like, how did that opportunity come about, man? I mean, because you're from Brooklyn, right? And they're from Queens?
Well, you got to realize we went to school together. We all went to
Art. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we all went to Art and Design. I knew them. I'm on an interview. My bad. My bad. Hold on. So, yeah, we all went to school together. I knew them when they was Poetical Prophets before they changed it to Mobb Deep. And either way, I think it, you know, this is when they was doing Hell on Earth, and this, you know, I just went there. And you know, they used to tell me to come to the studio with them all the time. That beat came up, you just asked, yo, let me rhyme on that. And they let me rhyme on it. And I did my thing on it.
Now, and then your next, I guess you could say the track that really got your name out there was the Alchemist track, right?
What's the name? Hold It Down, yeah.
Yeah, and did that come about because you were just still, hanging with Mobb Deep for so long and just had a relationship with him?
Yeah, because when the Hell on Earth thing, when I did my verse for Hell on Earth, I actually did two songs of Hell on Earth, but the other one was Extortion, and they changed it.
I remember that track, yeah.
Yeah, they changed it toward the end. They wanted to put other people, so they put Meth on there instead of me. But after I did my verse, I think a day or two later, I got locked up. So that's why.
Oh, man.
Oh, long. I did 6 years after that.
Okay, so you, what was it like though, just working with Mobb Deep? Mobb Deep has my favorite album of all time, Infamous. I mean, what was just like working with them guys?
It was cool. It was at the, you know, at the time, you know, when I was basically taking a break from the streets or whatever, and, you know, you just go see something different, you know, to see them work in the studio. I mean, at the time when you're young, you know, it was just really liquor, weed, chicks, basically. And it was a good environment, you know, running back and forth, stories being told, beats being made, blunts getting passed. It was just, you know, it was enjoyable with the environment at that time.
And it's crazy because you had a really good relationship with Prodigy, rest in peace. And then you had a really, really close relationship with Sean Price. I mean, could you speak a little bit on that?
Actually, the thing is, me and Sean, it wasn't a forced thing. You know what I mean? So we met at, I think NYU, DJ Eclipse had like a annual yearly MCs come down and rap, met Sean. And I also seen an interview where somebody said that me and Sean Price have similar styles. And, you know, I didn't think so. So I was just like, you know, once I know him, we was working on the same studio. Plus we all had a mutual friend, JD from Team Demo. And just like, you know what? It's like, yo, you know, you get a chance, let's do a song together. He said, cool. And then, you know, down the line, a couple months down the line, we knocked it out. And after that, we just slowly became friends. It wasn't forceful, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to really hang with him. He wasn't really trying to hang with me. It just happened naturally, organically.
That's what's up. Now, you work with a lot of people in the industry. Is this somebody you haven't worked with yet that you want to work with?
It's quite a few people. I mean, I have somebody asked me this before. It was like I would love to work with Apollo Brown.
Okay.
Just Blaze. I don't know if High Tech's still doing beats. I always wanted to kill a High Tech beat. I mean, it's quite a few people. And then there's, you know, I would love to do a song with Black Thought, Royce 5'9". I had a list of MCs that, you know, I respected, but at the same time, if we did a song together, I have to body them. So.
Now, your nickname is Incredible Mathematics of Rap. Can you expound on that a little bit?
Math is an exact science. So I'm just saying of the term rap, I'm the exact science of rap. You know, I can do, it depends what they call it now, because it was a whole different thing for me back in the days for what it was. But I guess they, bravado rap or, you know, I could do that. I used to call it a freestyle, but that I heard that terminology has changed. You know, I could make songs, I could do topics. I can change up to the beat and tell you whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the exact science of rap.
Now, I was checking YouTube, used to do a podcast. Are you thinking about getting back into that at all?
There was one I was doing that I really felt that was good. It was called Beautiful Lie. And it's really talking about trying to get people to get parents to talk to their kids. Because when you don't speak to your kids, you know, a lot of them feel that, you know, they don't know what the parent is thinking. And some of them, like me, when I was, you know, I turned toward the street because I thought I was a burden to my mother. So parents need to explain to their kids why they can't do something or, you know, why this is my plan of doing this. And, you know, hopefully they'll watch and see what, you know what I'm saying, what they're doing. And the kids will get a better understanding rather than, you know, getting caught up to the such liability of things of, you know, sneakers, cars, clothes, and all that other stuff. Then they won't be so tempted to go that route.
Now, how hard was it growing up in Brooklyn?
In my era, it was pretty rough. Pretty rough, especially my neighborhood is a shooter's neighborhood.
Okay.
So, a lot of robbery and gunshots.
Is it still as rough today or less rougher, would you say?
Well, But yeah, it's still rough. You know, a friend of mine's son just got killed maybe 2 weeks ago.
Oh man, sorry to hear that. I want to dabble into your solo out, you know, your solo songs. Project Illa is like really probably my favorite. Do you got a favorite of yours that stands out to you?
There's quite a few of them that is that's really there's so many of them like My Life. My Life and Chicago Nights, Maintenance Man. It's too many, man. It's so many. I what is that? Did a malt liquor. I did it like a pretty much the whole song is an entendre about being in the darkness. It's called Umbra. And you know, I love that one too. You know, I know nobody probably really get it about how everything is about the shadow. It's been about being in the shadows. So it's too many to name that I really. And you know, on my next project that's about to come out, it's called Psychedelic Contraband. It's one called Asthma that is real, I feel is very, you know, touchy. It's about anxiety.
Now, what is Dinner Malt Liquor? What does that mean?
Dinner Malt Liquor is just like, let's get past all the fashion stuff, like, you know, the cover art and, you know what I'm saying? Let's get past all that and, you know, malt liquor would get you drunk. So it's basically, let's get past all the denim, all the fashionable stuff, and let's get to the stuff, the liquid flow that'll get you drunk.
What's your opinion on where the industry is at today with streaming and stuff like that?
I mean, it's not good for the artists. It's good for the companies, but it's artists. You know, if Snoop Dogg can do 1 billion streams and only make $40,000, us a lot of underground artists are in trouble. So it's we don't have nobody to make a deal with. It's just that's their terms. Either you do it and put it on there or not. My plan this time is not to put Psychedelic Contraband streaming or anything. If you want the music, you have to go to illogy.net and get it.
That seems to be the wave now, is the direct-to-consumer. Eminem just did it. I mean, does everybody that has a certain fan base just have to go to direct-to-consumer and just cut out the streaming altogether?
Because, I mean, you have to.
I mean, how do we let this go on so long, the streaming? Like, I don't got the power to do nothing, but how did the industry and just artists in general let it go on so long?
Because no one from the culture owned the record label, really.
You think some people are like afraid to go to that direct consumer route?
Yeah. They're so used to you know, they so used to people doing things for them and not realize they have to do things for themselves.
And have you always been independent?
Yeah.
And no regrets of not signing with a major label or nothing? I mean, I'm pretty sure you had offers and whatnot.
Yeah, I had two offers before, but one of them wanted me to like really... they wanted to act me to act like a gangster, and the other ones wanted me to, you know, I didn't like how they said. If they would have told me to tell my story, that'd have been different. But the way they were saying, like, you know, talk that street stuff you did. You know what you did. Let's talk that stuff. So I got offended. Told them, fuck you.
So they want you to snitch on yourself on the records.
Basically.
That's crazy.
You know, they. You know, it's how they put it, which made me upset. So, I ain't like how they said that.
When do you think this change came in? Like, do you think major labels ever cared about the music at all?
No. Because they're only about the sales. What's selling? If whatever sells, then we need to do that. We need to find somebody to do that. so we can get those sales.
Yeah, because it seems like when you, we don't got no labels anymore, like Loud Records, that really, like Loud seem to really care about a certain kind of music. And yeah. Now all the majors, they, like, we had Mickey Fax on yesterday. He was just saying it's really impossible to infiltrate radio because they only play trap and drill. And New York is more drill than anything, which really, every time I would go to New York, it was crazy to me. And then the playlist, you can't infiltrate those either because they're only playing trap and drill on those as well.
Yeah, they got to deal with the labels to do that, so.
So you said your new project is going to be called what?
Psychedelic Contraband.
And when do you expect that to release?
Not quite sure yet. Got to get everything set up. I want to have vinyl for it and everything, so.
Another thing. Vinyl is back, too, so.
Yeah, it's art now. Vinyl is art.
What about the CD? You think artists need to get back to printing up the CDs more or just digital downloads? What would you recommend?
You know what I'm saying? It depends because there's quite a few people that like having physical copies in their hand. So if they can't get the vinyl, they'll get the CD. And it ain't even too much. Like, you got some people that's nostalgic that may have a CD player. Some just want to have it.
That's what's up. You did a record with Fame. What's that? What's it like working with Fame from MOP, man?
I mean, Fame is a homie. So, I mean, at that time, DJ Skiz had did the beat and Fame heard the beat and just did the chorus. I didn't find out till later that Fame did the chorus without me knowing. So, and we pretty much got cool after that. So.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up, man. We normally do an hour long, so we don't go into the too long for Instagram Live and stuff like that. Any shout outs you want to do before you go?
Shout outs to everybody that loves Illogy. And thank you for supporting my music. Please make sure you go to illogy.net and get the music, get the merch, and slap Jose Big.
And I'm going to definitely make sure I follow everything you do. Make sure I comment, like on everything on social media. And anytime when you get that new album out, we'd love to try to review a song.
Definitely love to review
a song. I'll send you over my contact information and whatnot. We like to try to keep in touch with people as much as possible. If anything I could do for you, just hit me up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Once again, my apologies for the late.
It's all good, man. I appreciate you still coming on here, man.
Yeah, man, I was like, oh my God, like I just finished eating. my cousin had the great entry for her 60th birthday.
Oh, man.
I was like, ooh, I just ran.
Well, tell a lie for Vietnam, say happy birthday, man.
All right, I will.
All right, we appreciate you, man.
No doubt, man. Salute.
All right, peace. Well, that was Illogy. Made it just in time. We just finished up the music reviews. Song of the day, I'm still going to go with, I still got to go with Portal Gun, Bubblegum City. But I'm going to go with that number two. I'm going to go with this Travis Little Jasmine record. Yo, Travis Little, send me another record. Really good record. I'm emailing you right now. Send me your socials. Make sure I tag you in the post. And whatnot. So appreciate y'all tuning in to another episode of Live from Vietnam. And I'm about to wrap it up with the outro. Peace. We out.
Beats by Trill, straight killerville, dog, 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 dog.